here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 22nd of April, 2009. It's the birthday of the poet Philip James Bailey, born in Nottingham, England, 1816, best known as the author of a long theological poem entitled Festus, which was a big hit when it was published in 1839. Philip James Bailey, who wrote, "Who never doubted, never half believed. Where doubt, there truth is. It is her shadow." He also said, "The worst men often give the best advice." And it's the birthday of the poet Louise Glick, born in New York City, 1943, who once said, "I am attracted to ellipsis, to the unsaid, to suggestion, to eloquent, deliberate silence. Often I wish that the entire poem could be made in this vocabulary." Here's a poem for today by Tom Wayman, entitled Paper, Scissors, Stone. An executive salary for working with paper beats the wage in a metal shop operating shears, which beats what a gardener earns arranging stone. But the pay for a surgeon's use of scissors is larger than that of a heavy equipment driver removing stone, which in turn beats a secretary's check for handling paper. And a geologist's hours with stone nets more than a teacher's with paper, and definitely beats someone's time in a garment factory with scissors. In addition, to manufacture paper, you need stone to extract metal, to fabricate scissors, to cut the product to size. To make scissors, you must have paper to write out the specs and a whetstone to sharpen the new edges. Creating gravel, you require the scissor blades of the crusher and lots of order forms and invoices at the office. Thus, I believe there is a connection between things, and not at all like the hierarchy of winners of a child's game. When a man starts insisting he should be paid more than me because he's more important to the task at hand, I keep seeing how the whole process collapses if almost any one of us is missing. When a woman claims she deserves more money because she went to a school longer, I remember the taxes I paid to support her education. Should she benefit twice? Then there's the guy who demands extra because he has so much seniority and understands his work so well. He has ceased to care, does as little as possible, or refuses to master the latest techniques the new hires are required to know. Even if he's helpful and somehow still curious after his many years, without a machine to precisely measure how much sweat we each provide, or a contraption hooked up to electrodes in the brain to record the amount we think, my getting less than him and more than her makes no sense to me. Surely, whatever we do at the job for our 8 hours, as long as it contributes, has to be worth the same. And if anyone mentions this is a nice idea but isn't possible, consider what we have now. Everybody dissatisfied, continually grumbling and disputing. No, I'm afraid it's the wage system that doesn't function, except it goes on and will until we set to work to stop it, with paper, with scissors, and with stone. A poem by Tom Wayman, Paper, Scissors, Stone, from The Face of Jack Monroe, published by Harbor and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Endowment for the Arts in Poetry Out Loud, a national recitation contest for high school students. More information at poetryfoundation.org. Edited by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.